ang mga batang may malubhang sakit na epilepsy ang unang tatanggap ng benepisyo. Subalit sa hinaharap, sinabi ng psychiatristang David Castle na ang medicinal cannabis ay maaaring makagamot ng maraming uri ng kondisyon na kung saan ang konbensyonal na gamot ay naghihirap makatulong pagminsan.
Certain rare forms of childhood epilepsy which aren't responsive to other drugs, chronic pain syndromes, spasm associated with multiple sclerosis, nausea associated with chemotherapy. It can also be used as an appetite stimulant for people with cancer, with HIV/AIDS. So there's lots of different areas in which it might be deployed and might be helpful for certain select individuals.
Sa Melbourne, ang 12 taong gulang na anak na babae ni L. Bartram sa pangalang Georgia ay may malubhang epilepsy. Sinabi niya na gagamit siya ng medicinal cannabis kung lulubha ang kondisyon ng kanyang anak.
She's going relatively good, but if she was to deteriorate again, I wouldn't hesitate. I've seen some friends and other families with children before and after, and it has totally changed their lives.
Sinabi ni Ellie na isa sa mga taong ito ay ang kanyang tiyo na nagkaroon ng cancer.
My uncle also suffered cancer and then took cannabis for a short period during his treatment, and I say anything that gives someone back the quality of their life, despite, you know, whatever their prognosis is, if they can be more comfortable and live a more happier life, then it's worth it. And everyone should have that choice.
Ang pagsisikap ng Victoria na gawing legal ang paggamit ng medicinal cannabis ay tumanggap ng suporta sa magkabilang panig ng politika. Subalit idiniin ang tagapagsalita ng oposisyon sa kalusugan, Mary Wooldridge, na gusto ng mga liberal na isiguro na ang droga ay hindi hihit-hitin ng mga tao.
One of the things we want to be very clear is this is about the medicinal use of cannabis, not about personal use or recreational use. So the amendment we introduced was to make sure that it wouldn't be distributed in a smokable form, that it had to be in an oil or for vapor and in some other way other than smokable, because of course smokable is the most widely used for people who are using it personally rather than medicinally.